You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Health Minister Jonathan Coleman has announced his decision to run for Prime Minister, and he's one of the many national members willing to lead New Zealand alongside Judith Collins and Prime Minister's endorsement of Bill English as the leader of the National Party and therefore the new Prime Minister. Media commentator Russell Brown spoke with BFM reporter Adele Abid, and he started by asking if he was surprised by Jonathan Coleman's decision to run.
I actually thought there would be a few more of them putting their hats in the ring, but it's obviously come down to English and Coleman. And I would have to say that Bill English is by some stretch, the front runner. He has been responsible for a good deal of the policy work during Key's prime ministership anyway. So there's an appeal there, I think, in terms of continuity. Jonathan Coleman's certainly ambitious. Whether he has the charisma or the leadership skills, I'm not sure. But I guess it's good that there is a contest.
But outside of those two, who do you think would be the best Prime Minister?
It's hard to say because I think all of them are flawed. I mean, people have for a long time talked about Paula Bennett as a potential star and a potential future Prime Minister. But Paula Bennett still messes up pretty regularly in the media. I think with the exposure that being Prime Minister would bring, I think she would struggle. I think Judith Collins has both, I think, personality challenges and, of course, the whole Oravida thing. That would be difficult. Stephen Joyce has been mentioned. Stephen Joyce is very good at offending large crowds of people, so I don't think he would be ideal either. So it is actually, it's sort of hard to see that they could go, I don't think they'll go far beyond Bill English. Jonathan Coleman is pitching his candidacy as a chance for a change from the status quo and a generational change, which is kind of ridiculous because he's 5 years younger than Key. It's not a generational change.
Oh, sweet. So for my next question, what do you think the most important key issue do you think the next Prime Minister should focus on?
If it were me, I would say that the key issues are poverty and housing, and I think we have developing problems in various parts of the public sector, especially the mental health sector, where I just don't think there is the funding to operate a proper mental health sector anymore. In political terms, I think Key has prospered by making people feel secure. So the candidate, the replacement that could make people feel secure, if not inspired, is probably the best one in political terms. And that will probably be Bill English.
All right, for last question, do you think that what do you think Jonathan Coleman's biggest flaw is?
To be honest, I think his biggest flaw is that he's got a lot of ambition, but I'm not sure there's all that much substance there. I interviewed him quite a few times as broadcasting minister, and sometimes I thought this man's an empty vessel. But he has been a protege of Key's, and he has had a pretty good career path. If you want to look at it in those terms, he's gone to a more senior portfolio each time. I just can't see it going past Bill English, frankly.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.